well. They say most of those things themselves. It was unnecessary for Benjamin Franklin to say it. Most of those things they say themselves. But now let me tell you, Benjamin Franklin observed and by hearsay understood what was happening in Europe when Russia in 920 was formed and gradually surrounded the Khazar kingdom and then assaulted them. Most of the well-to-do Khazars fled to Western Europe and brought with them the very things to which you object and I object and a lot of other people object. The customs, the habits, the instincts with which they were endowed. Now, Benjamin Franklin refers to them as Jews because that's the name that they went by. That's the name that they took. And the Christians, when they first heard that the people that were fleeing from Russia, who they were, that they had practiced this Talmudic faith, the Christians in Western Europe said, they must be the remnants of the Lost Ten Tribes. And Mr. Brooks, the greatest historian amongst the Jews, says that. And he's probably the good authority on that subject as there is. So that when Benjamin Franklin came to Europe, let's say the 18th century, he already saw the result of what these people had done after they left their homeland. And every word of it is gospel. Every word of it. And they themselves say it. I can give you a half a dozen books that they've written in which they say that. That when they have money, they become tired, and when they become defeated, they become ruthless. They say it. They're only barbarians. They're the descendants of Asiatic Mongols, and they will do anything to accomplish their purpose. What right did they have to do? What right did they have to take over Russia the way they did? The Tsar had abdicated 10 months before that, or 9 months before that. There was no need for them. They were going to have a constitutional monarchy. But they didn't want that. And so, when the constitutional monarchy was to assemble in November, they mowed them all down and established the Soviet Union. There was no need for that. But they saw, now is the time. And if you were looking at the Encyclopedia Britannica under the word Bolshevism, you would find the five laws there that Lenin put down for a successful revolution. And one of them is, wait for the right time. And then give them everything you've got. It would pay you to read that. You'd also find that Mr. Harold Glaske, who wrote the article for this Encyclopedia Britannica, states that the Jews conceived and created and cultivated the communist movement, and that their energy made them the spearhead of the movement. Harold Glaske wrote it, and no one knew more about communism than he, and the Encyclopedia Britannica for 25 years has been printing it. What more do you want?